Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Go ahead and honor the Lord now. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. I want us to dance and praise God for another 5 minutes before I bring the word of the Lord tonight. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready to dance and to praise God one more time? Are you excited about what God will do tonight? Are you grateful for what God did yesterday? And so in another 5 minutes, I want you to jump up in the spirit of excitement and faith as we praise the Lord for another 5 minutes. Somebody shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah! You are God. You are not just big, you are not just large, you are a great God. Come on! You are God. Say you are God.
You may be seated. God bless you. Thank you so much, choir. Tonight, the Lord will be doing a quick walk. But before I delve into the business of the night, two things very quickly. Number one is to appreciate the servants of God that are here laboring in the land to ensure that the kingdom of God continually finds expression. I'm very excited to be here this evening to share with you and to watch the mighty things God will be doing tonight. If you are excited, give the Lord a shout. I'm excited for your faith. I'm delighted to see your expectation. Jos is a very cold city. I can see some of my people, they've already modified their dress code. I'm seeing people wear suits with cardigans. Maybe I didn't come well prepared. Tomorrow I will equip myself properly. And of course, we'll try to close early so it doesn't get too cold, as we are also sensitive that children are also out here with us. And so my message will be very short tonight. The beautiful thing tonight is I'm not the one walking. The Holy Ghost will be the one walking. And so it doesn't take a long message for God to encounter you. It's not a discipleship ground. And so the moment we start speaking, God will start walking. By tomorrow, the momentum will go higher and we'll see God do greater things in Jesus' precious name. Now, if you are ready to receive, say, "Thank you, Jesus, for all you have for me tonight. I receive all that you have for me tonight. I am full of faith to receive. Everything you brought tonight, I receive it. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name." Tonight, I want to talk to us briefly about the love of the Father. In Luke chapter 15, from verse 11 to verse 24, the Bible gives us a very interesting story. The story is popularly known as the story of the prodigal son. How prodigal he was. But you see, that story is actually the story of the revelation of the love of the Father. I read the Bible for you quickly before I begin to speak. It says, Jesus spoke a parable to them to help them understand what he was sharing. And he said, a man had two sons. He said, the younger son told his father, "I want my share of your estate now before you die." Imagine a child comes to the father and says, "Give me my own share. I don't care. I know you will soon die. And I'm not even interested in your life. What I'm interested in is what you have. So give me my own share of it before you die. Whenever you choose to die, that's none of my business. So long as I take what my share is, I am satisfied." And amazingly, the father gave him his own share. And Jesus, speaking further, he says, so the father agreed to divide the wealth between his two sons. He said, a few days later, the younger son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land. And there, he wasted the money in wild living. And he said, about that time that his money ran out, a great famine swept into the city. And he said, the boy began to starve. And the Bible went further to let us know two shocking revelations. A boy that had so much, all of a sudden, began to starve. That means his sustenance was not the money. His sustenance was his connection with his father. Because no matter how much he had,
something will happen that will make it become stranded. And it didn't take too long. Famine came. It didn't take too long. Attacks came. And the boy that had so much so that he was wasting, began to starve. And his life took a negative turn. The Bible said that he persuaded a local farmer to hire him. And the man sent him into the field where he kept pigs. And suddenly, the wealthy boy that was doing very well began to feed on what the pigs were feeding on. And the Bible said, no man gave to him. But while he was in that situation, suddenly it dawned on him a revelation of the love of the Father. It was at that point that it occurred to him he didn't have to suffer. And he said to himself that even the hired servants in my father's house don't go through this kind of peril that I'm going through. And he said, I will rise up. I will take myself together and I will go to my father. And I will tell my father that I am not worthy to be called your son. Take me as one of your servants. And he put himself together according to the words that he proposed in his heart. And he began to journey to his father. Now, before we look at what happened with his father, it's important for me to draw our attention to a few things that happened in the life of this young man as we compare it to our current life. This was a young man that had everything he needed with his father. But suddenly, it dawned on him that the love of his father was no longer enough. He now began to look at other things outside of his father's estate. Is that not what sin does to every one of us? God promises you everything that pertains to life and to godliness. But suddenly, you look at a naked girl who goes clubbing every night, and it begins to look to you suddenly as though that lady is enjoying life and you want to be like that lady. Suddenly, you look at a boy who is smoking, and then you feel, wow, this young man is high. He's enjoying himself and you want to be like him. Suddenly, you look at a boy who is drunk or womanizing, and you come out of the security of your father. You come out of the love of your father and you begin to journey into wonderland to experience things that you think you will enjoy. But from the story of this young prodigal child, we understand that the world has nothing to offer. Everything you see in the world that attracted you is attracting you to your destruction. He said, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. He said, the end is destruction. The reason is because there is no way that is without a spirit. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. That means every way you find is a way to a spirit. He said, no one cometh to the Father but by me. So if you choose any way, there is a spirit at the end of it. The same way, if you choose worldliness, there is a spirit at the end of it. There is no way that is just a way. Every way has a destination. And the destination is a spirit. And that spirit is either God or the devil. If you choose the way of Jesus, you will end up with the Father. But if you choose the way of the world, you will meet the devil at the end. And in John chapter 10 verse 10, it said, the devil cometh not, but for to kill, to steal and to destroy. So this young man that thought with money his life would be enough suddenly discovered money was not enough. Many persons today are pursuing things apart from God. They think when they have 10 million, life will begin to make sense. They think when they travel abroad, life will begin to make sense. There is nothing in this life that will make it make sense outside of God. You can have 10 million. Outside of God, that 10 million will finish. You can have a ticket to the United States, to London, to UK. That ticket, after you get there, outside of God, it will waste. And so the story of your life is not a success because of where you go to. The story of your life is a success because you are with God. Because this prodigal son had everything money could offer. He went and lived riotously. But all of a sudden, outside of the father's covering, he discovered the devil came. And like a joker, the guy turned from a wealthy man to a beggar. A beggar that nobody gave to. Hope you know, beggars were better than this guy. At least beggars have people who give to them. When you find beggars sitting on the road, once in a while, people give them alms. But when the devil is involved, even those who should help you will not help you. When the devil is involved, even a beggar becomes better. And suddenly, the only place this young man found himself was in the company of pigs. Human beings could not even have relationship with him. Now, when you study this story again, apart from the fact that God is the only sufficiency that we have in life, the second thing you will notice in this story is that this boy was guilty, and everything happening to him, he deserves it. Because he was with the father, enjoying himself. It was not the father that pursued him. He was the one that decided to go on his own accord. And so everything happening to him, he deserves it for two reasons. Number one, he rebelled and left his father. Number two, he never applied the trainings from his father's house. He left his father's house and began to live riotously. Have you seen young girls before that go to campuses and suddenly become prostitutes? Have you seen young boys before? After all the training their parents give them, the moment they go out, they become high armed robbers. This is the condition of this guy. Apart from rebelling against his father, he did not imbibe the training of his father. He began to live wild and carelessly. Suddenly, it brought him to destruction. This was the condition of this young man. He left the covering of his father, and he left the training of his father, and the repercussion met up with him. His life degenerated to zero level. He began to receive what he deserved. Then suddenly, himself judged himself and said, "Yes, I deserve what I'm going through. I will go to my father. I no longer have the right to be his son." And that is true. It's true because he collected his birthright and spent it. He didn't say, "Father, give me some money." He said, "Father, give me my inheritance." So what made him a son was what he squandered. And so it was legally correct for him not to be the child of his father anymore. Now, when he was approaching the father, the Bible now showed us the greatest surprise of our lives. The Bible said that the father sat on top of the house and was watching. That means even though this boy no longer qualified to be his son, the father was waiting for the day he will come back. As somebody strayed away from God today and went into prostitution and has received HIV, the father is waiting for the day you will come back. Did somebody stray away from God and went the way of armed robbery, smoking, and alcoholism, and now your liver has been destroyed? The father is waiting for the day you will come back. Has somebody been buffeted by the devil today because of sin and you are living in abject poverty? The father is waiting for the day you will come back. And the beautiful thing is, the father is not waiting for you to come back to condemn you. If it was a man, the man would have condemned his son. When the boy came, the Bible said, before he apologized, before he repented, before he confessed his sin, it said the father ran to him and embraced him and kissed him. And the young man wanted to start talking quickly and say, "Father, I have sinned against you. I don't deserve to be your son. Make me one of your servants." The father didn't answer him. That means the father's response was not to his prayer. The father's response was a product of his love for his son. The father didn't hear the prayer. The father didn't respond to the prayer. The father responded to the faith of the boy. who, even though he was guilty, decided to come notwithstanding. And the moment the father saw him, he embraced him, he kissed him. This is what the father did that amazed me. Remember, this boy no longer has inheritance, because he has collected his inheritance and spent it. And so what the father did, the father gave him his own possession, because the father took his garment and covered him, removed his ring, put upon him, and gave him his own sandal. That means the father no longer have an inheritance. The father gave the boy his own place. The boy that no longer qualifies, the boy that deserved death, the father substituted himself for the boy. This is what the Bible taught us in John chapter 3 verse 16. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life." None of us qualified. Every one of us, the Bible said, like sheep we have gone astray. But something God did was that before we became wise to ask for forgiveness, God already forgave us. Before we became wise to ask for mercy, God already showed mercy. That's why the Bible said, while we were yet sinners, it said Christ died for us. And so tonight, you don't need to qualify, because the prodigal son did not qualify. And it doesn't matter why you are where you are, whether it's a demon attacking you, whether it's a repercussion for an evil that you did before. The moment you approach the Father is willing to receive you and to turn your story around. I prophesy over someone tonight. Whatever it is you are going through, tonight is your turnaround. I said tonight is your turnaround. Let me tell you something about sickness. Before somebody is sick, the devil will need to have authority over that person. And before the devil has authority over you, sin must have dominated you. And so everybody who is going through sickness, pain, or destruction is a victim of the devil. And is a victim of the devil because of sin. Now, when you come to God, he was supposed to judge you for your sins. But the beautiful story is that Jesus has already been judged. And so when the Father sees you, he's not interested in how many times you fornicated. He's not interested in how many times you smoked. He's not interested in how many persons you murdered. He's interested whether you will believe and receive what he has to offer. Tonight, everyone that comes to the Father and says, "Just as I am, receive me," I prophesy over you, whatever condition you are going through, it turns around tonight. How many of you noticed that when the father received the boy, he didn't just reinstate him into the family? He gave him everything that he lost, and much more than what he lost. Some of you, you have lost your health because you went the way of the world. Some of you, you have lost your resources because you went the way of the world. Some of you, you have lost authority, honor, and influence because you went the way of the world. I prophesy to you tonight, everything you lost, you will receive sevenfold this night. The problem we have is religion. This is what religion does to people. When a man wants to come to God, religion tells him that he must qualify. How can you qualify when you are already condemned? Can a criminal who is already sentenced to death ever qualify? How can he ever qualify? You have already been sentenced to death. You will never qualify. So what religion deceives men is that there's something they can do in order to qualify for the Father's love. And so you find some people, they want to fast for 100 days first before they receive from God. You want to find some people, they want to pray for 7 days before they receive from God. That is not how you receive from God. Jesus said, only believe. Only believe. Your prayer does not move God. Your fasting does not move God. God has already moved in Jesus Christ. And so if you are praying, thinking that your prayer will move God, you already erred. If you are fasting, thinking your fasting will move God, you already erred. Why do we pray? We pray because we believe it's already provided. We are not praying for God to do something. We are praying because God has done something. We are not fasting for God to do something. We are fasting because God has done something. Because if God didn't do anything, your prayer would not have made it happen. So when people come to receive, religion tries to create a blockade and say, have you done this? Have you done that? Have you done that? What did the prodigal son do? Nothing. The only thing he did was to believe. And so tonight, I want to charge someone. If you will only believe, you will see the glory of God. Some of you are even waiting for the apostle to lay hands on you, for the apostle to anoint you. I can't change your story. The one who changes your story is the Son of the living God. His name is Jesus, the Lord from heaven. There are many people on this crusade ground now. The devil is still telling them they needed to do something before coming here. There are some right now, the devil is still telling them that they need to do something before the prayer is made. I came to tell you tonight, you don't need to do nothing. All that is required is just to believe. And you are asking yourself, how do I believe? How do I believe? Some people think to believe means to do something. Some people think to believe means to act in a certain way. No. The same way you believe that your current biological mother is your mother, that's how you believe this one also. The same way you believe that if this crusade is over, you will go to your house and sleep, that's how you believe in this one also. You believe that Jesus is able to do it, and that Jesus has done it, and that you will receive it now. If your answer is that I will receive it now, then you will receive it now, because now is the time of salvation. I decree over someone now, everything that is hindering you from receiving, it goes down in the name of Jesus. The love of the Father removes every obstacle from the way. The love of the Father removes every condition that should qualify you. Jesus has become your qualification. If you are looking for a qualification, the cross of Calvary has become your qualification. If you are looking for a qualification, the risen Christ from the dead has become your qualification. And so tonight, you are not leaving this place until you receive your miracle. Somebody is asking the question, I have murdered three people. Do you think God can just receive me like that? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, including the murderer, whosoever shall believe shall not perish. Somebody is saying, I have cancer in my womb. Do you think just by believing the cancer will go? Yes. He said, if he did not withhold his only son, but gave him freely for us, how shall he not give us all things? Your cancer healing is part of it. Somebody is asking tonight, I cannot hear well. Are you trying to say, if I just believe, I cannot see? Are you saying, if I just believe? Yes. He said, thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. He said, unto him that believeth, there shall be a performance. The performance responds to your believing. Tonight, the big question before us is, are you going to believe this night, or you want to believe tomorrow? If you want your results tonight, you will have to believe tonight, because the love of the Father is already available. If you believe, you will shout hallelujah now to the glory of God. Somebody shout hallelujah! Let me surprise you. I went somewhere to preach, and I was hoping. I said, when I'm done preaching, I will just pray for a few people and go. Because I was tired. I was so exhausted that I couldn't even talk. My voice had gone. And as a preacher, my voice is one of my greatest weapons. When my voice is gone, I'm in trouble. My voice was not only gone, I was tired. And to make things worse, I was not in my country. I was in another country. To make things worse, I was feeling feverish myself. How can the preacher who doesn't have a voice, who is tired, who is not in his country, who is sick himself, come and pray for a sick person? And when the time came, I told Jesus, you said you are the one walking, I will just go there. And when I came there, the first person that was healed was a child. It was not even somebody who understood the message. The child did not understand the message I preached. The child had, the eyes were looking in different directions. The right eye is looking here, the left eye is looking here. When I was done preaching, and I said, Jesus, immediately the eyes of the child was corrected. And the first person that was healed was the child who didn't understand my message. While I was on the altar, I started repenting. I now knew that all the while that Jesus was touching people, I thought I was the one making it happen. So Jesus was proving to me that even me could not stop him. I came to tell somebody tonight, nothing can stop you from receiving your miracle. We have numerous testimonies. I went somewhere to preach. And when I was done preaching, a young lady walked out. She could not believe herself. What happened? She said she was diagnosed of colon cancer. And so the stomach was protruded with a lot of pain. When I was preaching, she was just looking at me and wondering, how can what this man is saying change this condition? And somewhere in the message, she forgot herself. And the power of God touched her. Up until when she came out, she could not believe that the cancer was gone. But the growth had gone, the pain had gone. I came to tell you tonight, God will surprise you. The problem we have is that we magnify our problems. Your problem is not so big. Jesus opened blind eyes. Jesus caused the lame to walk. Even the dead, Jesus brought back to life. What is wrong with you that is superior to death? Jesus has already conquered death. You have magnified your problem for too long. Tonight, Jesus came to reduce the size of your problem. He said, even if your problem were as big as a mountain, he said, you don't need a faith as big as a mountain to deal with a problem as big as a mountain. He said, if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, it has the power to deal with a mountain. And I am persuaded that everybody standing here tonight has more faith than the size of a mustard seed. I decree concerning you, all your problems go down tonight. While I was preparing for this meeting tonight, I was talking with the Lord, and the Lord began to teach me something. He said, in case you meet a problem that is so big that you call a mountain, he said, I have a remedy for it. He said, if your faith can't conquer it, use the name of Jesus. He said, I gave you the name of Jesus for the things you call a mountain. That means if it becomes too big for you, then the name of Jesus will always be bigger. I prophesy over someone tonight. Every mountain in your life are leveled. Every mountain in your life are leveled. In the name of Jesus. As I close tonight, how do you receive the love of the Father? Number one, make up your mind. The Bible said, the prodigal son came to himself and he said to himself, I will go to my father. Make up your mind that I'm not going back with this challenge. Until you make up your mind, you cannot receive. Make up your mind that tonight is your night. Most times, the people that are healed in our meetings are people who made up their minds and said, this challenge will not leave with me after tonight. When you make up your mind, the power of God flows in your direction. Number two, how do you receive? Believe in your heart that God is able to do it. The moment you believe God is able to do it, God will show you that he's able to do it. Number three, receive your healing. How do you receive your healing? How do you receive your miracle? Receive the word that came forth. Because your miracle is tied to the word. If the word says you are healed, you receive it and you say, I am healed. If you receive it, it will be yours. And number four, how do you receive? Celebrate it and testify. Many persons lose their miracles because when it comes to testifying, they refuse to testify. God is mindful of those who testify because testimony is a sign that they are grateful. I am persuaded that for you to come sit in this court tonight, it means you are willing. I am persuaded that for you to come sit here tonight, it means you believe. I am persuaded that for you to be seated here and waiting for this message and receiving this message like this, you have already received. And I am persuaded that the moment you see the miracle, you will testify. If you are that man or that woman that will receive a miracle tonight, stand up and shout the loudest hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One more time. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready to receive your miracle now? The miracle working power of God is about to hit this place. And even those watching online, they are about to be touched by the hand of God. If you are ready to receive, lift your hands toward heaven. It doesn't matter what was wrong. This is your hour. It doesn't matter what you were going through. It doesn't matter for how long you have gone through this challenge. Tonight is your night. In the name of Jesus. Lower the volume a bit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I take authority over every spirit of infirmity here tonight. I command you now, your powers and your stronghold break in the name of Jesus. I command blinding demons in the name of Jesus, be bound. I command spirit of deafness in the name of Jesus, be bound. I command arthritis in the name of Jesus, be gone. Every pain in your body, from your head to your feet, they leave your body now in the name of Jesus. I command every growth in your body right now, dematerialize. I command lumps in the body, vanish in the name of Jesus. I command paralysis of the hand, of the side, of the leg, in the name of Jesus, be gone. I command organ infections, kidney, liver, be gone in the name of Jesus. I command blood conditions, be healed in the name of Jesus. I decree right now, fever, malaria, typhoid, every form of sickness, go in the name of Jesus. I release the power of God now. I command sickness, be bound. Sickness, be bound. Sickness, be bound. Now, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, receive your healing now. I see. Ears hear. Pains go. Growths vanish. Paralysis go. In the name of Jesus. Kidney stone, go. Liver conditions, go. In the name of Jesus, I release healing now. I release the life of God now. And I take authority over every circumstance around your finances, around your family. I command manipulative devils be bound in the name of Jesus. I bring healing to your finances. I bring deliverance to your families in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Wave your hand and thank the Lord now. Wave your hand. Wave your hand everywhere. Be deliberate. This is the time. The power of God is moving here now to heal bodies and to heal circumstances. Now, what you couldn't do before, begin to do it now. Begin to do it now. In the next 2 minutes, we'll praise God and then we'll take some testimonies. Where is the choir? Quickly.
Come on, see what the Lord has done for
you. If you couldn't walk, stand up and begin to walk. If you came here with a stick, lift it up, stand up and begin to walk. If you had pains in your body, do what you couldn't do before. Anything you couldn't do before, begin to do it now. Begin to do it now. Begin to do it now. As the power of God begins to touch people. Are we ready? Give us sound. Give us sound.
Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He has taken away my sorrow and now I'm free. I got me a hallelujah, bro. I got my power, hallelujah, power, oh. Because of Jesus, every day I shakara de do. Double, double, every little sister in my mercy. God, in your presence, Jesus. Ah, yeah, ah, yeah. God has given, he has given me victory. God has given me victory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Expecting God for a touch. Do we have people here expecting God for a touch? You have to hear me and follow what I say. I said, do what you couldn't do, and I said, dance your way to your miracle. Don't let the cold rob you of your healing. You want to celebrate God, and then that miracle hits you at that point. This is not the time to watch. This is the time to receive. Go ahead and receive your healing now.
Somebody jump on your feet and shout! Yo, 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 everybody say!
Yo, 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 yo,
somebody!
Yo, 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 yo,
somebody!
Yo, 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 yo,
yo, yo, everybody say!
Yo, 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 yo.
For the glory must be to the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Already, I'm not saying everybody. If you have noticed a healing, wave at me. You have noticed a healing. Can you run to this place quickly as we give God the praise by your healing? Those who are already healed, you have already noticed a healing. Can you come quickly? Wamulele, wamulele, mura baraka mi Yesu. 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 Wait. Not everybody. Those who have noticed a healing. It's not time to dance. If you have not yet been healed, don't come. Those who are already healed. Those who are already healed. What's happening to Mama? I need three persons quickly. We don't have time. Those who are already healed. That daddy was paralyzed. Can I have somebody strengthen his faith with prayers? Yes, he's putting his faith to work. Give the Lord a shout! Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
Can we hear some testimonies? What happened to Mama? Yes.
Mama said for over 5 years plus.
For over 5 years.
Her stomach consistently has been boiling like an appendix. Right now, there is nothing she can do.
Somebody give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hey. Is the Son of Victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Hey.
Yes, talk to
came
me.
Came here with a swollen neck.
Your neck was swollen. Goiter.
She went to the hospital before now. But right now.
In the afternoon, that I'm going for a surgery.
You were supposed to go for a surgery.
Yes,
how big was the goiter? Come up here, let's see this. Are you just looking like that? Give the Lord a shout.
Ome mana rekele dima. Ome mana rekele. Ome mana rekele dima.
This, but the growth has vanished.
Talk to me.
I went to the hospital today. That I'm going to for surgery.
This thing
that
was big.
Yes, I'm going to take drugs for 2 years.
You were to take drug every day for 2 years.
Yes, for every day.
And then surgery.
I, yes. I
what here, happened now?
I came here. The disease has gone.
The growth has vanished.
Yes,
give the Lord a
shout.
Of God, talk to me. What happened?
Yes, professor.
Yes,
this woman here, she said over 6 months she felt as if they tied her from head to toe. She has been feeling pains all over her body.
Pains all over
as if they tied her rope. She said while the prayer was going on, she feel as if the rope was cut and now she's pain.
Somebody give the Lord the shout. What happened to her?
Papa, sir.
Yes.
She was about to go for a major surgery.
You were supposed to go for a surgery.
Yes,
for what?
While the prayer was going on, the pain disappeared.
What was wrong?
What was wrong with you?
One of my sight.
I don't know. Maybe it's a kidney problem or something, but the thing just disappeared.
Wait.
She can no
was there a doctor that told you should have a surgery?
Yes, sir.
What did the doctor say?
But since that time, I didn't go.
What did the doctor say? But you are having so much pains here.
Yes.
And they wanted to operate you.
Yes,
what happened now? And you are just looking like
you
that.
You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. You are marvelous, yeah. Marvelous, yeah. Marvelous.
You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah.
Miracles are happening.
Talk to me, sir.
This little boy's mom.
Yes.
He is SS from childbirth.
Yes.
He came for this meeting feeling those symptoms.
Yes.
The man said once he's in the cold like this, he begins to feel pains all over his lips.
What happened now?
Right now, he can't feel those pains and she believes he's healed.
Give the Lord a shout.
Just a wonder, Jesus the
true. Just a wonder, Jesus the true.
Just a wonder, Jesus the true.
Just a wonder, Jesus the true.
Oh, he has done it for me.
Apostle, sir.
Talk to me, sir.
This woman here, for 5 days, she's been having pain in her cheek. She couldn't open her mouth.
You couldn't even open your mouth?
Yes.
What happened now?
She said, right here, right now, after the prayers.
The pain is gone. What happened to mama?
This mama here could not lift up her hands for more than 5 years.
You couldn't lift your hands for more than 5 years.
But why the prayer was going on?
The lock bone.
Right now she could lift up her hands.
Yes.
There are more miracles. For over 3 months, her daughter had a dream that they tied her goat leg. And the moment the daughter told her that dream, her leg, anytime she wakes up in the morning, she can't lift it up.
Couldn't lift your legs
she
up.
She can't move.
So you couldn't walk with it.
When you were declaring, immediately she fell.
Climb up here. Let's see what happened to you. What happened?
She dreamed that they tied my leg in the dream.
Yes.
So as I came here, when you was praying, I just feel as loose my leg.
So you couldn't move your legs before?
I move, but I can't move freely.
You can't move your leg freely since that time.
Yes.
For 3 months.
Yes.
What happened now? Mama, move there and shut. Give the Lord a shout.
Oh, man, man, I regulate, man. Oh, man, man, I regulate. Oh, man, man, I regulate, man. Oh, man, man.
Name of Jesus, we just take one more,
yes,
and
sir.
Then we are gone. Yes,
mama says she has been having sugar problem for long now.
Oh, she has diabetes issues.
Yes, and high blood pressure.
So what were
that
the symptoms?
Her body was, she could pains all over the body, but right now she cannot feel anything.
Give
again.
The Lord the praise. How many of you here had ear condition? You had an ear issue. Ear, is there anybody with an ear condition? You couldn't hear well or something. How many persons had eye conditions? Those of you with eye condition, all of you come. Those of you who were healed, eye condition. Eye conditions. Let's group the miracles now. Those of you who were healed of eye conditions. God healed you of an eye condition. I. What happened to you, mama?
When the prayer was going on,
yes.
I received a lot of miracles. One of them is I was having back pain. It vanished.
You were having back pains for how long?
For over 3 years.
And it vanished?
It vanished.
That's miracle one.
Yes.
What else happened?
Number two is that my stomach was bigger.
Your stomach was bigger?
Bigger.
What happened?
I don't know. When
it
the
went
prayer
down.
Was going on, The stomach now go down.
Our stomach was bigger, it has reduced.
Ole, 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 ole,
ole, ole, ole, ole, Miracle number two. What else happened?
My eyes. I was having a problem with the eyes.
What was the problem with your eyes?
I could not see very well.
You couldn't see well?
Yes.
For how long?
For over 3 years. So.
But now what happened?
I can see very well.
One person healed of back pain, stomach swallow reduced. I couldn't see where I can see now. And you are just looking like that. Give the Lord a shout.
Yeah!
Mama, what happened to you? Permanent.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What happened to me, Mama? For how many years now? 5 years.
5 years.
I just the worker with this stomach here. The stomach, whether it is the one that it caused all this, I did not see.
You had a problem with your stomach?
Yes.
What was the problem?
The problem, just like, I don't know. When you come, it will pinch me and it will go to my eye.
The stomach will pinch you and it will affect your eyes?
Yes.
For over 5 years?
5 years.
So what was wrong with your eyes?
My eyes, I don't even know. That's, I cannot see very well.
You couldn't see well?
Yes.
For over 5 years?
Yes.
And now what happened?
I am seeing.
What happened to Mama?
For over 6 years.
Over 6 years.
She has been hearing something cry in her right ear.
Something crying in your right ear.
So she can't hear with it.
So you couldn't hear with
but
your right ear.
Right. They say while you were declaring, he checked out. She's not hearing those sounds again and she can hear.
You couldn't hear with your right ears?
Yes, sir.
For over 6 years?
Yes, sir.
You want to close that ear now? Close the left ear. No, close the one that is good. That was good. Now remove the speaker. Can you stand far? Let's see if she can hear you. Did you hear that? You heard that? You heard that sound? Give the Lord a shout! What happened to the baby?
Same with baby. She said she has been having this symptom. Water used to come out from her ears.
Water used to come from your ears?
For years now, she can't even remember. He said right here.
What happened now?
He's gone.
And your ear is healed? What do you want to say to Jesus?
Thank you.
Give the Lord a shout! We have to shut down. Last one. What happened?
She has been having stomach pains for years.
Years.
She's been arranged for surgery.
You were arranged for surgery?
Right now.
Right now you are free?
Right now I'm free.
Now, those of you here, you were healed of eye conditions. How many? About 6, 7 of you. What happened to your eyes? Come.
I cannot see from far, please.
You couldn't see far, distant objects before?
Yes.
But you can see now?
I can see now.
You can see now?
I can hear.
You couldn't hear before?
Yes.
My God. She couldn't see far before, and she couldn't hear. For how long could you not hear?
About 5 or 6 years.
For over 5 years?
Yes.
On your left ear? You couldn't hear completely?
Yes.
Give her the mic.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't hear completely.
Yes, sir.
But now you can hear.
Yes.
Completely deaf on the left ear for over 5 years. Couldn't see distant object. Two miracles, one person. Give the Lord a shout. Mama, what happened?
I got accident so that my eye have not been seen before.
You had an accident.
Yes.
What was the accident?
On the 18th of February of this year.
18th February this year?
Yes.
And you couldn't see which of your eyes?
No, it's only this one.
The right eyes?
Yes.
You couldn't see completely?
Yes, but now I'm seeing.
Wait, you couldn't see completely before?
Not completely, I'm just seeing some.
Okay, you see partially.
Yes.
But now you can see well.
Yes, yes.
And you are just looking like that.
Chama, chama. Chama, chama. Chama, chama. Chama, chama.
What happened to your eyes?
Didn't see.
You couldn't see?
Yes.
Or you couldn't see well?
Yes.
You couldn't see well before?
Yes, yes.
For how long?
It
has stayed.
Yes.
And then what else happened to you?
My waist.
You had a back issue.
Yes.
What happened now? Don't help her. What happened now? Is the pain still there?
No.
The pain is gone.
Yes.
How about your eyes?
It's gone.
Your eyes too, you can see well.
Yes.
Give the Lord the shout. We can't take all the testimonies. Wait a minute. All of you are healed? No, if you are not healed, go back. It's not an altar call. It's only for those who are healed. Those of you here, you are healed. Now, this is what you will do for us. Hear me? Please, don't let your healing go without testifying. Tomorrow, we'll take more testimonies. I want you to go towards the right and let them document your testimonies. Come early tomorrow so that we'll bring you to the platform and you'll testify to the glory of God. Mama, what happened to you? Call this mama for me. Yes.
Since childbirth.
Okay, let's take this last one. What happened?
Since when they give birth to me.
Since you were born.
Yes.
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
31. So for 31 years.
Yes, sir.
What happened?
I've been having problem with my eye.
You've been having problem with the eyes.
Rub like this in my eye, and I cannot see light like this when it is night.
You couldn't see light.
Yes, I'll be seeing light. I'm seeing light, rub like this in my eye. But now I'm seeing.
You are perfectly made whole.
Yes,
give Jesus the shout.
And teeth also, sir.
You have you had a teeth condition.
Yes.
For how long?
Last year.
What happened?
I could not eat with the teeth. I could not do anything just like that. I just.
What happened now?
But now I cannot even drink cold water as you are praying. I just opened my water. I took my water.
And the teeth
I
is fine.
Feel the pain.
Give Jesus the praise. Thank you, Father. What happened to this mama? That's the last testimony. Meanwhile, hear this. Hear this. Tomorrow, when we have more time to minister to the sick and to take testimonies, tell those who are sick, those who couldn't walk, those who can't see, those who can't hear, bring them here. Tell them Jesus is doing wonders in this place so they can also receive their touch. But hear me, brothers and sisters, the biggest miracle is not opening of blind eyes. It's not opening of deaf ears. The biggest miracle is God giving you eternal life. So that when you leave this world, you will not perish, but you will end with Him in paradise. Eternal life is not I go to church. Eternal life is not my father is a pastor. No. Eternal life is you out of conviction, publicly accepting Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Not one of us could ever save ourselves. We all needed a Savior to save us. And so tonight, you may have been going to church, but you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. Your father may be a pastor, your father may be a priest, but you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. But you have seen Jesus heal the sick tonight, and you are saying, this Jesus that works wonders, I want Him to be my Lord and Savior. Please, in the next 2 minutes, don't let the devil stop you. Walk to the front fast and receive Jesus. You want to make that commitment? Come quickly. Come quickly. Run from where you are. Run from where you are. Act like a desperate person looking for a Savior. Those of you watching by the end, don't let this night pass. Come out and accept Jesus. We all need a Savior. We all need a Savior. His name is Jesus. He was dead, but He lives again forevermore. He was buried, but He rose again from the dead. The mighty monarch of Zion, the excellent one, the beauty of heaven, the life giver. He calls on you tonight. Keep coming. Keep coming. Don't be discouraged. It's personal.
Say, say.
one of us will leave this world someday. All of you seated here tonight, at least you know one or two persons that have died and gone. The only hope we have after death is with the only man who died and rose again. He's the only one that knows the road out of the grave. This is why we hold on to him. And tonight he's calling you to give you that life that will make you live forevermore with the Father in heaven. Please, one more time. You are not sure of eternity. This is your opportunity. Seize it and come out and receive Jesus and receive the life of God. We are waiting for that last soul. Even if it's one person, we will wait. Keep coming. But you have to first of all say it with your mouth. The Bible says if you believe with the heart the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth, you'll be saved. What do you believe? That Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that on the third day he rose again from the dead. And then you use your mouth to say, Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. Can I have an interpreter? Just to be sure everybody gets what we are saying. Can I have an interpreter quickly? This is very important. Those of you who are sitting at the dock there, we apologize. Tomorrow we'll make chairs available for everybody. We'll double the chairs here. We'll even shift it forward a bit so that we have enough space. You will not have to sit there tomorrow again. Praise God.
Hallelujah, be Jesus.
And so tell them they have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That he became man.
Adam.
He died
Yamutu
for their sins.
Nubenku.
He was buried.
Ambis nation.
On the third day,
Bayankwana uku.
He rose again from
Yatashi
the dead.
Daga
and tonight,
Wanandarem.
They want to use their mouth to say that Jesus
Yesu.
Is their Lord.
Dan Allah ne.
Their owner.
Shine mai cetonku.
Their master.
Shine sarkinku.
And that they receive his life from
kun karba wannan rai na madawumi da ya kawo.
If they believe that, they should pray with me.
When dan kun yarda sai ku yi addu'a nan tare da shi.
Say, dear Heavenly Father, I believe with my heart.
Ce ya Yesu na yarda a zuciya na.
That Jesus is your son.
Wai Yesu ya mutu.
So they will say, that Jesus is your son.
Wei Yesu dan Adam.
That he died for my sins.
Wei ya mutu domin zunubaina.
On the third day,
akwai akwana uku,
he rose again from the dead.
Ya tashi amatatu
for my justification.
Domin ayantas da ni.
Today,
I
confess with my mouth.
Na furta da baki na.
That Jesus,
wai Yesu,
the Son of God,
dan Allah,
is the Lord of my life.
Shine shugaban rayuwa na.
I receive eternal life into my spirit.
Na karbar rai na madawumi a cikin ruhuna.
I am born again.
Ni sarkake ne yanzu.
Thank you, Father.
Na gode maka Yesu.
In Jesus' name I have declared. Now I pray for you
that the hand of God will keep you. The devil will not pluck you out of God's hand. He cannot pluck you out of God's hand. And everything God promised, you will experience. Your life from today is from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. The Father himself watches over you, and he will keep you from falling. So, let it be reestablished. In Jesus' precious name. Now, hear this. On Saturday morning, we are going to have what we call a fire service, and then we'll do a baptism in the Holy Spirit, an impartation of spiritual gifts. I'll be here to release graces and dimensions of the Spirit on both those of you who are born again and every hungry person in Jos who wants to carry the witness of revival to the ends of the earth. Saturday morning, we'll be here in the morning, 9 a.m., for that short service where we'll be baptizing you in the Holy Spirit and releasing the grace of God upon you. The Lord keep and preserve you in Jesus' name. Please go this way. Are we talking to them tonight or we meet with them on Saturday? We meet with them on Saturday. So go back to your seat. God bless you. But make sure you are out on Saturday for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Everybody stand up to your feet as we bring the service to a close.
Okay, announce it. Hallelujah. All of you that came with your oil.
They don't need to come. They just open it.
Yes, wherever you are, just open it and lift it high as they bless your oil for you. Hallelujah. Do that quickly. If you don't
quickly,
have oil,
quickly,
lift up
quickly
your
so we go. Tomorrow we will not be here this late. We'll finish earlier. We apologize for keeping you. While I pray for that oil, I want to invite Pastor Kiang to just come here and speak the benediction over you. Father, I make decree over every oil lifted here tonight. I cut off the covenant of the manufacturer, and I decree now by the power of the Holy Ghost that that oil is consecrated with the presence, the life, and the glory of God. And everywhere this oil is administered, it enforces the government of the kingdom, and the power of God comes to bear. I decree that this oil will become a conveyor of the presence of God. And everywhere this oil is administered, demons are expelled, and the glory of God is revealed. Let this oil become a system that brings healing and power for healing the sick and for restoration. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, as they anoint themselves this moment, let the hand of God come upon them. Now you can touch a bit of that oil and touch your head as the anointing of God comes upon you. As they anoint themselves now, I decree that the hand of God come upon them. At least 7 of you come under the anointing now with the tangible manifestation of the gift of prophecy. Take that grace now in the name of Jesus Christ.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.edfi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.